Thank you.
And we will move to item 26, license sales reports from Director Kirschman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And the dubious task of being the last one, 1 minute before noon, right? So you do have a license report, item number 26 in your booklet, and not a lot to report on this month. I'm just going to hit a couple of highlights there as you can look at that more closely in your leisure. Starting the first page on combination licenses, things are looking really good right now. I would again offer up in general what we're seeing out there in the grand scheme of things. Looking out the window right now on full sunshine and just a beautiful day out there, we all know the type of weather we've experienced and where we're at right now and where we're going the next week to 2 weeks here. Looks fantastic. What that does mean is our ice fishing season was cut short, and but our open water fishing season is beginning sooner. How's that? And so there, in general, we might lose some of those license sales from fishermen and anglers that are what I would consider diehard ice fishermen and maybe not necessarily as much open water. But boy, I'm sure very optimistic of what we're seeing out there right now with activity with this nice weather. There's a lot of people taking advantage of fishing opportunities already. And that will likely play into our overall fishing license sales as we move forward as well. But combination licenses there, you can see, are doing very well, very similar to what we saw last year. Going on to the backside of that, a habitat stamp, doing well. When we look at some of these licenses, some of the combination habitat stamp, small game and fishing, in many cases, are doing very well. A big part of that is obviously due to auto renewal. More and more people are taking advantage of that opportunity, which is fantastic. They get to the end of that January timeframe, auto renewal is right there to go, and they have their license already. And so some of these numbers will reflect with the folks enrolled in auto renewal. Small game licenses, you know, again, this is not the time of the year where those license sales activities are going to be very high or a lot of activity going on. What I would offer up to you, if you look at the various small game licenses, both under the residents and non-residents, numbers are looking very strong. Again, some of that might allude to the auto renewal, but you look at 2024 in general compared to 2023, all those small game licenses combined, it's very strong and looking very well right now. And hopefully that trend will continue as the year progresses. Again, right now, what we're going to see the most activity in is in combination licenses and fishing licenses, just based on the seasonal structure of those outdoor recreational activities that we encounter now. Going on to the next one, fishing licenses, again, as I just alluded to, with a short and abbreviated ice fishing season, but open water really beginning, you will see some of those categories where may fall behind just a little bit. Very optimistic, though, with this nice weather that some of that's going to catch up and our folks are going to be out there enjoying the great fishing opportunities that exist out there across the state. We do have a page in there for some big game licenses, and some of these are just more of a informational type one. You can compare, for example, the number of licenses that have been sold for mountain lion hunters. Again, there is no draw for that, so anybody that's interested in purchasing one has that opportunity. So you can compare 2024 to 2023 and see where we're at. We're a little bit above where we were last year at this time. And then there's also some applications submitted in there as well for some spring turkey and paddlefish and Custer State Park. And you can see the demand for applications coming in based on number of licenses we have there. Certainly the demand for all of those opportunities remains very strong and highly desired by many sportsmen and women across the state of South Dakota. And then the last page, just a quick update on the 2024 Hunt for Habitat raffle, where we are as of the end of February, excuse me. Approximately $50,000 worth in there with total tickets purchased for those various options. We'll continue to push this and put out the notices and reminders to people. The deadline is July 11th, so we still have a couple of months ahead of us yet. Again, just a reminder, resident tickets are $10, non-residents are $20. Again, we'll continue to promote this in the right times and right opportunities, and we are very confident that will continue to grow and bolster as we move along here as well. So, Madam Chair, that's a very quick rundown on license sales. Again, I would offer things are looking very good right now. extremely optimistic about weather conditions. That always plays a huge part in people getting outside and in the outdoors. And I don't think we could ask for a better condition right now, which ultimately leads to what impact does it have on our wildlife species, especially on the terrestrial side in particular. Very, very positive. Deer are going to come out of the winter in much better body condition. Pheasants are going to come out in much better body condition. Extremely optimistic where we sit right now looking at a pheasant outlook. We didn't talk about that earlier, but I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that. Just having an open, mild winter just pays huge dividends on all of those things. On the flip side, if depending on water conditions and moisture conditions, that might be a few challenges for the fishing side and some water levels, but May is coming, and that's always, April and May are always fantastic months for spring rains. And I'm confident because we all got together and submitted our special order for the right amount of precip for spring rain that we will get that and things will be just perfect for the summer. But things are looking really good where we stand right now, Madam Chair, and I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have some.
Thank you, Director. Real quick on the Hunt for Habitat raffle, they can go on, folks can go online to our GFMP website and purchase a ticket, correct?
Correct, Madam Chair. And that's where the vast majority of that takes place. Very easy process.
Very good. Any additional questions? Commissioner Beese.
Where do we stand then on mountain lion harvest so far for this winter? I suppose it's, is it down a little because of no snow and that, or what's happening there?
Is it 23? I think the last time I looked, it was 22 or 23. So that might be a little bit behind where we were last year at this time, Commissioner. Again, you can certainly see if you go back and look in where the harvest is right now, you will see some spikes in there or multiple harvests in a day or two time frame. Again, typically coinciding when you probably had some snowfall events and the lion hunters going out and taking advantage of tracking and some and utilizing those conditions. So, but we still have some time there yet, and I'm pretty confident we'll still have some moisture events and go from there.
Are we still on track for the working group for the mountain lion coming up here? Is that supposed to be coming up here pretty quick?
Yeah, Madam Chair, Commissioner Beese, yes, we are. And we're going to be bringing a group of folks together and having those conversations about mountain lions, yes.
Have we picked the people for that group? I've had a couple of people reach out wanting to be part of that, so I didn't know if...
Madam Chair... Typically, Commissioner Beese, we've taken the approach, not that it has to only be that way, but we've really tried to take the approach to invite organizations, groups, you know, various entities. Typically, those organizations or entities will then select the individual to participate. There's been a few cases where we've identified key individuals. So I would say if you have a few of those individuals that contact you, please then work through in this particular case, John Canta and Chad Switzer, and we can have those conversations. We have several groups and entities lined up ready to be involved. It's kind of drawing that sweet spot of do you have too many, not enough, and all those pieces as well. But if somebody's that interested, please reach out to us and we'll have that conversation.
Secretary Roebling.
Madam Chair, thank you. And great questions. We do have a right now, the harvest stands at 30 mountain lions, and we just returned 8 here in the last seven or eight days. So we had a good pulse of harvest here in the last week, and we are now at 30 lions harvested in the Black Hills.
Any additional questions or comments? Seeing none, thank you for that report. And with that, that takes us almost to the end of our meeting. Before we do say goodbye, just a big thank you to everybody within the GFMP staff. This is a big pull to bring us this information in addition to wrapping up the 2024 legislative session. So you are providing us information in addition to our state lawmakers. So thank you for all of your efforts. At this time, solicitation of agenda items for our next meeting. Do we have any items that the commissioners would like to have brought up during our next meeting? We do not. And just a note, we will be meeting April 4th in Pierre at the Matthews Training Center. This group will begin our meeting at 9 a.m. We have governance training to allow us the opportunity to have a deeper dive into our role and responsibilities of being GFMP commissioners, with the regular scheduled meeting to begin at 1 p.m. Central Time. Before we adjourn, any final comments, Secretary?
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, and I just want to thank the Commission for a great meeting, great dialogue. We had a pretty aggressive agenda. We got through a lot of different information. The presentations were excellent, like always. I want to thank the public for engaging. We'll have another I would say, lengthy agenda in April, and this is the season setting time of year. And I just appreciate everybody's involvement and engagement and just excellent questions. So with that, yeah, everybody get outdoors and enjoy the beautiful, beautiful weather.
Very good. With that, we need a motion and a second to adjourn. Moved by Beast, seconded by Cole. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned.